The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Are you a superstitious person? Well, mixed listener Ella says she's so superstitious, there's something in her life. She says, you know what, this might be a bad omen. I don't know if I can go through with it. So she wanted to know from you if she's irrational. Jumping to conclusions here. Ella, what is going on in your life here? What happened?
Hey. Okay, well, first off, I really do need to let you guys know, like, this is no joke. I am superstitious. Very.
You're like super superstitious?
Super, super duper?
Yes, you can add another super in there. Yes, I am super superstitious. I do not like the number 13, 6, or any combo of sixes. I don't like if a black cat walks by me or anything like that. Okay. I kind of freak out.
You really believe that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we have some mixed listeners who have called into the show, like on Friday the 13th, and said, oh, yeah, I'm superstitious. So what?
And look at athletes.
Right.
Baseball players especially.
Got to do the same thing, otherwise you're going to throw off that mojo.
I know. Got to do that good luck movement.
Yeah, why would you bring this to Relationship Intervention?
So, a few weekends ago, I was supposed to.
Hey, congratulations.
Yay!
I know, excited. It was supposed to be really good, but it ended up being a little off because of just one thing.
Okay, well, what is that? Now, you got us thinking here. What's the deal?
Okay, so my boyfriend came over, we were supposed to go out and grab dinner, but he was acting all weird, and he realized why when he got down on one knee and took the ring out to propose.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing.
I was like, oh, it's fun, and I was so happy, and then when I reached to take it out of his fingers, the lights in my apartment just went out.
Your lights in your apartment went out?
All the power in the apartment went out. As I was getting my ring from his finger.
Before you even said anything to him, like, yes, I'll marry you, this happened?
I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't say yes, I was taking the ring first, because, you know, ooh, diamond. And then I was like,
Okay, so who cares that the power went out?
I mean, it. Weird, because there was no bad weather, nothing that caused it. Kind of like, is that a sign? The lights just shut off.
Oh my
gosh. You're very superstitious about this. And before you had a chance at saying something to him, the power went out, the lights went out, and everything. I mean, could it be a sign? I can see where you would be coming from.
No way. This is what you're worried about?
Yes, I'm still in a panic.
Do not be in a panic about that. I mean, I know we need to validate feelings here, and your feelings, you're superstitious, like you said. The power went out. It happens. That's not a bad omen. Do you love this guy?
Ella, are you there? I think your phone is cutting out.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. She's back. Oh, my God. Is that an omen?
Okay, good. Stop it. But yeah, so once the power was back on, he was following me around, and I was checking the clocks, you know, and... I still was panicking, and he didn't think anything of it. He was just like, all right, let's get back to the proposal. Will you marry me?
Okay. And what did you say?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, yes.
You just kind of blurted that out?
You're worried.
Yes, I'm worried. Do you think that means that it's not going to be a good marriage if I go through with it?
No. Gosh, no. Well, I mean, don't think you have to worry about any of that.
A lot of people are superstitious about things, you know, like my sister. She'll say, ooh, if the wind blows the door open, that means bad news is coming, that type of thing. She's
That's
really
just because you've seen that stuff in the movies. It's just dramatic when the lights go out and everything like that.
Ella, I will tell you this. When I proposed to my wife, it was during a tornado warning.
Truth.
Yeah, it was true. And she was running around like you were going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I said, no. Okay, well, you know, it's going past us. It's off in the distance, but it's close to us. But let's get back to this. So I know what your boyfriend is feeling here.
Radar was setting this. He didn't pay attention to how bad the weather was.
No,
he thought, I came over here, one-track mind.
That's
I can't
weather.
Multitask. I came here to propose. I'm going to propose.
That's weather in the area. Now, Ella, you said there was no bad weather. The power just went out. It's almost like, I kind of lean towards you thinking, ooh, it's a little superstitious about that. I'm sorry.
Ella, haven't you ever heard that when a light goes out, it means that there is a spirit in the room? Or you can turn it in the positive.
Yeah.
If the lights go out, there's an angel among you. Is there anyone in your life that's maybe passed away? They were likely there in the room.
I love that. That's really sweet.
Let's go that
maybe
route.
Maybe my dad.
Okay.
Oh my God, your dad's passed away? Oh my gosh. Then this is your dad. This is your dad giving his blessing. This is your
is
dad.
Or is it the other way around?
Look,
his dad turning all the power off saying, do not marry this guy.
Oh no, we're going to really confuse
her. See, that's what I'm thinking.
This is... I don't think it's a reason for you to be so alarmed. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Do you love this guy?
I really do.
Go get married and get married during the daytime so you don't have to worry about any power outages.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Power outages could happen during the day, too. All right, look, Ella.
I'm not that superstitious. I'm maybe a little stitious, but not
okay,
superstitious.
Michael Scott from The Office. Ella, we're going back and forth here. I mean, Elizabeth says, go for it. I'm thinking... Yeah, I don't. Maybe your dad was sending you some vibes like, hey, this isn't the guy for you. So we will ask our mixed family to let you know what they think about the situation. 414-432-1099. You could call or text that number. What should Ella do about this? Do you think it's something that, you know, she's superstitious? Do you think it's a sign saying don't get married?
It's a coincidence.
Or is Elizabeth right? Is she saying, oh, yeah, it's a coincidence? You know, it won't ever happen again. The marriage is going to be fine. Go with it.
I hear is Reba McEntire, by the way. That's a night when the lights went out on Ella.
Great.
Yeah.
414-432-1099. You call and we'll read your texts. And Ella, we will let you go so we can do all that. Can we get you back on the show tomorrow morning after you hear the advice here on The Mix and finally decide what you're going to do, whether you're going to put this superstition aside or if you're going to say, oh, no, I just can't do it. Nobody convinces me otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that.
Okay.
All right, Ella. We'll chat with you then tomorrow. Take a listen, though, to what these texts say and the calls are.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Judy is going to try and help Ella out with some advice. Judy, what do you got for our mixed listener, Ella?
Ella, who says,
I'm really superstitious.
Ella.
I just wanted to say, as soon as Elizabeth said, when the lights go out, there could be a spirit or an angel, and she said, it could be someone you love, all of a sudden, I get goosebumps from my feet to my head, and my eyes start watering when someone talks about someone deceased and that it was potentially they were there, or they start talking about them, and I got, as soon as she said
her dad. I got goosebumps from head to toe, and my eyes started watering.
Why? And why was that? Have you experienced something like that?
Yeah, it really does. It's a woman was talking about a woman that came up to her after a class. She was talking to the instructor, and a woman was waiting there, and all of a sudden the instructor said, you know, that person's waiting for you. And she goes, I don't know her. And she said, well, I think she wants to talk to you. And so she went over, and the woman said, I just want to tell you that I'm really proud of you that you're working out and taking care of yourself for a change. And the woman said, I think that it, you know, that came, message came through my mother. And it, I got goosebumps from my feet to my head, and my eyes watered.
So, So,
tell her that, yes, it was a good sign.
It's a good sign.
I was thinking, telling her, do it.
I was thinking the other way around, like dad turned the lights off, like saying no. But you're saying opposite.
Judy has this experience where if you felt that through this conversation.
As soon as you guys said this, as soon as you said spirit, it started tingling. And then when she said her dad, it rushed all the way up, and then my eyes watered.
No way! Oh my gosh, Judy! Well, we know you have a really busy morning, but thank you for calling in and sharing that, because I feel like that might be the little boost that she needs to hear.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Wow, that's incredible. You have that ability.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that.
It's crazy. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too, Judy.
Bye, Judy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got a whole bunch of texts here.
Yeah,
here's a 262 number that says maybe she's looking for a reason not to marry him.
Oh, could be. Or how about this one from the 262 also? Ella said she lived in an apartment building. Was it just her apartment or the whole apartment building that lost power? If it's just hers, run. If it was the whole building, marry the guy. So she's kind of trying to find
out. And then here's a message from Chad in Waukesha. He said, I think people who are superstitious will find anything to back up what they think something might mean.
Okay.
If the lights didn't go out, she would be engaged very happily without any doubts. Is it in her head? Is it not? What is she going to do here? Let's get one more call on here, line one. Hi, The Mix. What'd you want to say?
Well, being superstitious, that's a mind game, because I got this thing about sewers.
Sewers?
What do you have
with sewers? What's up with sewers?
I can't step on them.
Oh.
But you are saying, though, that it's in your head. You're acknowledging that.
Yeah.
It's got to be mind over matter for Ella, in other words.
Yeah. Because anything could have made the power go out. An animal could have chewed through a wire. A transformer could have gone out.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't go out just because it's a storm. There's a number of reasons.
Yeah, and like these messages are saying, maybe she's looking for a reason not to marry him. You know, my sister-in-law, she's very superstitious. And do you know on 94, the Peterbilt building that puts the big semi-truck front?
Yeah. Yep.
She would oftentimes, if she's debating making a life decision, she'll tell herself, okay, if the truck out front that they have is blue, then I will go to that college. Oh, it's red. I guess I'm not. Like, Ella, she'll do that kind of stuff.
Ella saying the same thing. Okay, but if the lights came back on, maybe.
But I like to lean on what Judy said, that Judy had that feeling, kind of like I was talking about with Ella. If the lights went out, it usually means a spirit's with you. And Ella told us her dad has since passed away. Yeah. And so maybe that's her dad saying, hey, I'm here in the room. I'm giving my blessing. Go for it.
Could be a sign. We'll find out tomorrow morning at 8:20 for that update from Ella after she hears all this advice today and takes it all in right here on The Mix. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.